example, by declaring a nationwide lockdown because of the coronavirus. The Associated Press reports the government in Madrid plans to announce a two-week state of emergency and strict limits on movements by the country's 46 million people. They'll be allowed to go out of their homes only to buy food and medicine, to go to work, hospitals and banks, and to take trips related to the care of the young and the elderly. In Vatican City, when Pope Francis recites the Angelus prayer tomorrow, it'll be live-streamed in a break with centuries-old tradition. This as coronavirus deaths in Italy approach 1,300, with more than 17,000 confirmed cases. Mayors of Italian cities, including Rome and Milan, have closed public parks, adding to the country's lockdown conditions. U.S. President Donald Trump says he has taken a coronavirus test, and the White House says it's begun conducting temperature checks for anyone who was in close contact with either the president or his vice president, Mike Pence. It is called a move taken out of an abundance of caution. Last weekend, Mr. Trump spent time with a Brazilian government official who later tested positive for the COVID-19 virus. This is the day after the president's national emergency declaration to deal with the pandemic. He had come under increasing pressure in recent days to take action as governors and mayors across America declared states of emergency in their own jurisdictions. The president's move will free up $50 billion for state and local governments to be reimbursed in such areas as emergency workers, medical supplies, and virus testing. Meanwhile, on Capitol Hill, a coronavirus aid measure has passed the U.S. House and goes to the Senate next week for a vote, then to the White House for the president's signature. It provides 2 weeks of paid sick and family leave for those affected by the virus. It would also expand safety net programs that help people weather economic downturns, including children who stand to lose free meals if their schools are shut down. More news at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. The UK and Ireland on Monday will be added to the list of countries not allowed